Doug Richards founded VCU's jazz department back in the late 70s. He's renowned as a scholar of Ellington's music for his accomplishments in jazz education, and perhaps most of all for his artistry and originality as an arranger. 3 decades ago, Doug Richards formed the Great American Music Ensemble, or GAME, a 15-piece orchestra made up of some of the best musicians in the Mid-Atlantic region. In 2001, Doug Richards brought the band together to record a sampling of his most successful arrangements. He invited singer Renee Marie, trumpeter John Faddis, and violinist Joe Kennedy Jr. to appear as guest artists. The resulting recording, It's All in the Game, has been called a long-overdue masterwork and a revelation. It's been 15 years. GAME is no longer together, but the music is finally available on CD on a new release on Jazzed Media Records. Coming up, a conversation with Doug Richards about the new recording, It's All in the Game. Let's hear the opening cut from that new album, a reimagining of In the Mood. In the Mood, Doug Richards leading the Great American Music Ensemble from the new recording, It's All in the Game. Doug Richards joined me in the studio to talk about the new album. I asked him about his path to becoming a jazz arranger and about some of his musical influences. So, I know that early on you were a trumpet player.
Yes, uh-huh.
What inspired you to go into arranging?
I went to the Berklee School. It was the Berklee School of Music back when I went to it. I had done a little bit of writing when I was in high school, but I really didn't know what I was doing. I never knew there was such thing as a score. I thought you just wrote out parts. And so I had a rude awakening when I went there. I had some excellent instructors and ended up being quite successful at my writing. And I was playing a lot. I was gigging 6 nights a week in town, mostly with R&B and cover bands. And the circumstance by the end of Berklee, when I had been doing a whole lot of writing, there came a point that I said, is it going to be trumpet? Is it going to be arranging composing? And arranging composing was a lot more fun for me.
Did you have particular inspirations when it came to, like, arrangers that inspired you?
Well, of course, Duke is at the center. Duke and Billy Strayhorn.
Was there a point at which you just decided to concentrate on learning as much about Ellingtonia as you could?
It wasn't a decision per se, Peter. It was more like natural instincts to go there. And when I really started going towards Duke was when I started going towards classical music as well. I became a great devotee of Bach, you know, and then I spent long periods of time on probably every major composer, and I would try to absorb it as much as I could. I did with Haydn, the Mozart, the Beethoven, the Schubert, the Schumann, etc., and all the way up to people such as today, you know, Ligeti. And there's a great Danish composer by the name of Hans Abrahamsen, and I'm just knocked out by this guy's music. So, anyhow, it's always trying to latch on to something that's going to propel you and to move your musical spirit.
How did Game come about?
Game came about through Skip Gayles and Jack Diamond, who Jack was a very popular singer band leader in the mid-70s through the mid-80s here in Richmond. Mm-hmm. And he's a very good Frank Sinatra-like singer. They both wanted me to put a big band together, and I said, I'm not doing it unless you guys do all of the groundwork. They agreed, and of course, eventually all of the groundwork and all of the basic nitty-gritty fell into my lap. So anyhow, God bless them, and that's how I got started. And we started with a weekly gig out at the, it's a hotel out by Innsbruck.
At some point during one of those weekly gigs, Martin Williams, who headed the Smithsonian's jazz program, heard the group and invited Game to play at the Smithsonian. That led to a whole series of successful concerts at the Kennedy Center.
The Kennedy Center was the core gig. There were four concerts a year, which we were paid very well to do. They were each very different. There was always repertoire. There was always Ellington. There was always a tunesmith. Gershwin, Cole Porter, Richard Rodgers, Fats Waller, etc. And then there was always a guest artist that we would bring in, and we had various ones for that spot.
So that must have been a dream gig as an arranger.
It was a dream gig as an arranger, yeah. And for some of the repertoire things, like Fletcher Henderson or Jimmy Lunsford or Andy Kirk, I would do transcriptions for those things. So it was a lot of fun. And the guys in the band and I all grew tremendously. And it was a big love fest. Everybody loved what they were doing.
In 2001, Doug Richards assembled Game in the studio to record some of the music that he arranged for those Kennedy Center concerts. One of the songs was George Gershwin's number, Clap Your Hands. It featured vocalist Renee Marie.
She's my favorite singer today. I just love her to death. And she's a good friend, and I just can't get enough of her exquisite taste and creativity.
Here's Clap Your Hands, Doug Richards and the Great American Music Ensemble with Renee Marie on vocals from the new recording, It's All in the Game.
Clap your hands, slap your thigh, hallelujah, hallelujah, everybody come along and join the jubilee. Clap your hands, slap your thigh, don't you lose time, don't you lose time, shake your shoes, time for you and me. Shores of time, you're only a pebble. Remember, trouble must be handled just like a rebel. Send him to the devil. Clap your hands, slap your thigh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody come along and join the jubilee. Yeah.
Doug Richards and the Great American Music Ensemble with George and Ira Gershwin's Clap Your Hands, featuring vocalist Renee Marie. Another of the guest artists on It's All in the Game is trumpet phenom John Faddis. Faddis is featured on a couple of songs that were originally part of a longer Louis Armstrong tribute. One is a 9-minute rendition of West End Blues, and the other an arrangement of Stardust that calls on Faddis to channel three giants of the trumpet.
We use John on there because John can not only create in his own extraordinary style, but he also knows totally what Armstrong, obviously Dizzy Gillespie, and Roy Eldridge are about. And so this Stardust variation, Stardust is never truly played on this particular version. It's just the chord changes. And there are three sections based around trumpet recordings of Louis Armstrong, Roy Eldridge, and Dizzy playing Stardust. And I transcribed those solos and used bits and pieces of them as the foundation for the piece. And I thought, there's only one guy in the world that can really do justice to this, and it's John. And he was a sweetheart to come along and say, yeah, let's do it.
Stardust, a performance by the Great American Music Ensemble, led by Doug Richards and featuring trumpeter John Faddis. Another Louis Armstrong song that appears on It's All in the Game is Sleepy Time Down South. Instead of making the song into a trumpet feature, Doug decided to showcase the late great violinist Joe Kennedy Jr.
Joe was one of the great jazz violinists of not only when he was alive, but really of all time. Joe is from Pittsburgh, like I am, and when he was coming up, he was very close to Ahmad Jamal, and they performed quite a bit together. And then Joe eventually settled in Richmond, and he became the director of music for Richmond Public Schools, and then after a while became the director of jazz studies at Virginia Tech, and then retired and moved into town. And it was a blessing to have him back, and a blessing to have him all those years. He was one of a kind.
Violinist Joe Kennedy Jr. with the Great American Music Ensemble from the new recording, It's All in the Game. One of the most interesting features of Doug Richards' arrangements is the way he combines seemingly incompatible elements and weaves them together and somehow makes them work. Peter McElhinney writes about jazz for Style magazine. He also wrote the liner notes for the new recording. He expressed this quality of Doug Richards' arrangements well in his description of April in Paris. He says April in Paris mashes up Stravinsky, Debussy, Doppler sirens, church bells, and the can-can into a compressed Parisian opening montage, briefly touches on the main melody before resolving into a 6-4 tango So how does all this come about? Do you set a challenge for yourself to find out how many things you can?
No. I actually wrote that arrangement of April in Paris when I was in Paris in April. I was living there for 3 months on a sabbatical from VCU, and it seemed just like the right thing to do. And the introduction comes from the bridge of April in Paris, you know. Da 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 do be da da da. And so I said, you know, that can be sort of morphed into da 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 di da di aga do be da. Sort of akin to the opening of The Rite of Spring. And so I messed with it, changed it a little bit. And while that was going on, I brought in the opening of Daphnis and Chloe by Maurice Ravel. Then the next part, yaka kuki dam, on the bridge, and I say yaka tuki dam, yaka tuki dam dam, puki yaka dam dam, tuki taki dam dam, and so that moved into the can-can, and then I closed that intro based around the bridge of the tune with a sort of Messiaen kind of closing with three bass clarinets and a bassoon, and then I thought, let's make April in Paris a tango, and then I started singing it somehow in 6/4 and came up with this groove that worked sort of back and forth between a contrabassoon and a baritone saxophone. So that was the underpinning. And then there are little tidbits of Doppler sirens because all these French ambulances would roll by my apartment at all hours of the night, and I had to reflect on that.
So I think if you listen to this album enough, you're going to start to hear things you recognize, especially if you're familiar with like the famous jazz recordings and classical references. So there's just so many things that come together. So it's just the way your head works is the short answer.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah. Doug Richards leading the Great American Music Ensemble, or GAME, with April in Paris. John Dearth was featured on trumpet there. That was from the new recording, It's All in the Game. Are you still leading GAME?
No, well, GAME went the way of the many other big bands, you know. I would certainly put it back together again with if the situation arose. Every guy in the band loved it, mm-hmm. but trying to find gigs at a reasonable pay. And that's the only way I'd do it, you know, paying no less than $500 a man. And when you have 15 guys and you have expenses on top of that, and then you have rehearsals on top of that, which you feel they need to be paid a reasonable stipend, because some guys are coming all the way from Maryland. And, you know, it's, I always said I would not play my music with anything but outstanding musicians who are getting paid a reasonable pay in a reasonable space. Those are my three criteria.
Yeah.
And so if you can't do that, you know, it's just not worth it.
Arranger Doug Richards. Until the band does actually get back together, you can experience the Great American Music Ensemble by getting a copy of the recording It's All in the Game, just out on Jazzed Media Records. You'll find information at jazzedmedia.com.